Hi, I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word. 1 John 1:9, John writes and says, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." I love that passage for a number of reasons. As I read it, there are certain things that just really stand out. For example, you can learn a great deal about the nature and character of God just by reading 1 John 1:9. Notice in that passage, John says, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Notice that God is faithful. It's a reference to the fact, like Deuteronomy 7:9 says, that God is faithful to His Word. God is loyal to what He promises. He will never fail what He encourages men to be the partakers of. But notice also He's just. The idea is God is fair. And I would encourage you in your own studies, especially of words, go through and study those two words about God being faithful and being just. From this passage, I also noticed that there is the washing away of sins that God offers us when we have sinned, a way to have the remission of sins, to have our sins washed away. And I do want you to keep in mind that in 1 John 1:9, John is writing to Christians, and so he's talking about their ability to go to God the Father and have their sins taken away. But I want you to notice that that's conditioned upon, in this passage, confession. If we confess. And I want you today with me to consider the word confess. Now, the word confession in the original language is made up of two words. The first word is the word homo. It carries the idea of the word same. And then the word legeo, that means to say. So when we confess, according to a dictionary definition of the word, we're literally saying the same thing. That's what the word confession means. So we look to the Bible, and we see a few instances where that word is used, and I want to relay those to you today to show you that in regard to salvation, there are a few different confessions that are to be made by men. First of all, before I am ever a child of God, there is a confession that I am to make unto salvation. That is, in the direction of salvation. In Romans 10:10, Paul writes and says, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation." Notice that a confession, saying the same thing, is made unto salvation. Now, the kind of confession that he has in mind here is a confession that it does not result in salvation, but it leads us in the direction of it. It'd be the same confession made in Acts chapter 8, verse 37, where the eunuch, when challenged by Philip whether or not he believed, said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." Now, notice, all of the facts, all of the evidence proved that Jesus was the Son of God. He was God incarnate. He was God in the flesh. And when we confess, we say the same thing as what the evidence says. That's a confession, saying the same thing. In this instance, it's a confession unto salvation. But notice, in the process of becoming a Christian, we make that confession and we become children of God. We're raised to walk in newness of life. And then, having become a Christian, there's now a confession we make that we might call the confession of salvation. Notice in Matthew 10:32 that Jesus says, "Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I also confess before my Father which is in heaven." Matthew 10:32. Here the idea is not a confession in the direction of salvation. It's a confession that a person makes in his daily living. What he's doing by his life is the same thing that the Lord Himself taught and that the Lord Himself lived. And then notice, there's an interesting twist here, that when that man does this, when he in his life confesses the Lord, says the same thing as the Lord, then the Lord will say the same thing about that man before his Father which is in heaven, a saying of the same thing. Notice also that in 1 John 1:9, as we began our segment today, there is a confession back to salvation for those that have sinned. Remember, John said, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. There's the idea, of course, that we are saying the same thing as what we have committed. There's no hiding of the sin. There's no remote possibility of maybe we've done this. We are making the statement. We are saying what we've done, I have sinned. But I want you to notice that in James chapter 5, verse 16, James even talks about a confession of our sins to our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. In James 5, 16, he writes and says at the beginning, "Confess your faults one to another." We are saying the same thing to each other in the sense that we are confessing our faults. Now, this certainly has some implications to it, this word confession. It implies that we're honest. We can admit the same thing as what is being presented, whether it's the deity of Jesus or our own sins. There's a level of conviction involved in this, and there's a commitment to what we are confessing. Have you ever thought about that word, confession? That's been our word for today. I'm David Smith. This is In a Word.